It's opening week of Super Rugby, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to the Rugby Pass podcast. The date today is February 24, and we kick off on February 26th. I'm Scotty Stevenson.
And I'm Jose Barbosa.
Jose, I don't know what you are doing here.
I don't really know either, but it's not unpleasant to be here.
It's nice. It's a nice room we find ourselves in. You know why we've got you here? I have to let you in on a secret.
Okay.
Because people are confused, Jose. And you're not a man who's easily confused.
That's true.
You're not a big rugby man, so if I can convince you that this competition works, I'm pretty sure I can convince anyone out there.
Okay, one question. What competition are we talking about?
We're talking about Super Rugby, Jose.
Super Rugby?
Super Rugby.
So what's super about it?
It's just, that's what it's called.
Okay, cool, good. All right, so it's a nominal super.
I don't know if we have to complicate issues straight away. I mean, okay, that's just a name. Let's not get hung up on that.
I just have so many questions to start off with, but that's cool.
Do you have anything else?
At the moment, let's just move on. I think we'll be okay. Once they crop up, the questions.
I think you're like, you're not shy to ask a question.
No. I'm just on a journey of discovery, like everyone else.
You are on a journey of discovery. That's why I like it. And let me be your navigator, your compass, your nautical chart.
We were. Yeah, so Super Rugby.
What are we talking about first? What are we going to talk about first? What would you like to know?
Well, let's talk structure.
Let us talk structure. 18 teams, Jose, up from 15 last year. That's three new teams across two new countries, one in South Africa, one in Argentina, and one in Japan. Then there's five teams in Australia and six teams in South Africa and five teams in New Zealand and one team in Japan and one team in Argentina. It's very simple.
That was pretty simple, yeah. Do you have a chart?
I do have a chart.
Okay, good.
But I'd spilt something on it before, so...
Just send me the PDF. That would be best.
It's handwritten, though, so there is no PDF, and I didn't take a photo of it, so I can't even Snapchat you.
Okay. First of all, Snapchat me anyway, regardless.
Yeah, I should do that. I'm sorry I've been so slow.
I've been waiting quite a bit. I know. Just been hanging there.
I followed
you
now.
I've got a couple of stories for you to read, mate. You'll love them. So let's talk stars.
Who's the biggest name in rugby you know?
Richie McCaw.
No, he's gone.
Ush.
Who's next?
Who's the next one? Sean Fitzpatrick.
No, he's gone. Oh, yeah, he wrapped up about 99, actually.
Okay.
Maybe
earlier. What's the other guy?
This is good so far.
Manonu.
He's gone too.
Oh, shit.
Yeah, he's gone.
Okay.
This is it. This is the brave new world we're entering.
This is interesting.
This is the brave new world we're entering. What I'm going to do here, let's do a little bit of a game.
Okay.
You are going to give me a quality, and I'm going to name you a player.
Okay.
One human quality, one player.
Eagerness.
Artie Savia.
What's his deal?
He plays for the Hurricanes. He should be a lock in your fantasy team. Artie Savia is your open side flanker for 2016.
And he's eager?
Oh, he's very eager. He's an eager beaver. Although Beaver's actually playing for the Chiefs.
Can you give me an example of when he was eager?
I don't know if he's over eager. Mm-hmm. He's just eager.
Mm.
And which is what we like about Artie Savia. In the rugby environment, he likes to run with the ball, Jose. He likes to run very fast with the ball, and he likes to run through a lot of people with the ball, and he likes to win the ball at the breakdown too. That's very eager.
That seems to me all the perfect qualities you need to be a rugby player.
Totally it. We've nailed it. Artie Savia, eager. Next.
Okay. Next human quality, I would have to say, would be intensity.
Great question, Jose. Great quality. I'm going to go Skalkberger Stormers.
Skalkberger?
Skalkberger.
Can you spell his name?
Yes, I can. Schalkberger. Skalkberger.
That's a great name.
It's a top name. It's probably the greatest name in Super Rugby. Maybe.
What would be the top name?
Siosua Halanukanuka.
That's a great name.
Or maybe Te Toiroa Tahuriorangi.
Those are both great and beautiful names.
They are great and beautiful names. One Tong and one Māori. Mm. And there's a lot of Japanese names, but I can't pronounce them yet.
Okay, cool. What's it? Skalkberger.
Skalkberger intensity.
Intensity. Why is he so intense? Paint me a picture. Try and convince me.
Here's an anecdote about this kid.
Okay.
So he is one of the all-time great Springbok players, great South African players. Had meningitis. Get this. 2 seasons ago, he's on his deathbed. His wife's called the family, said, it's game over. Not Skjoldberger. He's come right. He's not only come right from meningitis, he's got out of hospital, then he's fought his way back into the South African team and then won the Laureus Award for Sporting Comeback of the Year.
What?
Yeah.
Meningitis isn't something you just walk away from.
No, no,
either.
It's not, but he did. He literally said, meningitis, out of my way. I'm Skjoldberger.
That is awesome.
Yeah. What a tale. I once saw him in 2009. He had popped his rib completely out of its socket and he came off the field after an All Black test laughing. Intensity, Skjoldberger.
Yep, that's definitely... That's,
we need
that's,
one more. I think I've just named two of your... These are going to be your favourite players this
I'm
year.
I'm going to go right after this. I'm going to go look them up. I'm going to go find the Weetbix cards. So another human quality. Let's go for something quite different. Humility.
Great, great quality to have. Humility.
That's thrown you, hasn't it?
That has thrown me a little bit.
You can't have humility when you're off Letterman hocking rugby shoes or...
No, you can't.
Or bank cards.
No, you can't. Humility is a wonderful quality. This is going to come to me. I tell you who, we're going to stick with the newbies. Agustín Crivi of the Jaguares in Argentina. Agustín Crivi's the hooker and captain. Here's what I love about this guy.
Yeah.
He loved Kevin Mialamu so much that in the last two tests he played against Kevin Mialamu, he went up and hugged him during the game.
That's great. That's
when
beautiful.
When Kevin came on the field. Yeah. Said, you're a legend. I like you. Gave him a hug when he came into the game.
So Mialamu's still playing?
No, he's gone too.
Ah, crap. I just pick out the names I recognise, really. He sounds like a fantastic man.
I like Agustín Crivi. Yeah. And I like the name. Yeah. Jaguares.
Another top name.
Jaguares.
That is beautiful. Has he done anything else? A
jaguar can eat things twice its size.
That's exactly what it is. Perfect.
It's horrifically frightening.
Does he have any other qualities I should know about? Because he sounds like a top player.
He's actually a bloody good player.
Yeah.
Agustín Crivi. I think I would say this, if you're picking your fantasy team, I would put a little lock on for Agustín Crivi. He might be my hooker for the year. Agustín Crivi of the Jaguares.
Fantastic.
I love it. Good qualities. Three stars to watch.
And he likes to hug people.
He does like to hug people. I like a cuddly rugby player.
Yeah, that's cool. It's totally
cool. Wrong with a man hug during a game of footy.
You're absolutely right. And that's something I'd like to see more of, although I don't actually watch rugby, so I'd have to watch rugby first.
You are now, because we've just listed.
Yeah, we've got three players
your
now.
Your new three
that
favorite
I can follow.
Players.
Yeah, yeah, totally.
What's next?
Next, let's talk about mascots. This is a fun thing to talk about.
In your eyes, here's a question for you. What is the single thing a mascot must have to be successful?
A certain, shall we say, energy, I'd say. That's got to be first. You've got to be into it.
But it's got to be controlled energy, doesn't it? I mean, you can't be all over the shop.
Absolutely. Yeah, you've got to pick your points that you're going to go up and do a dance. I mean, I'm thinking of sort of the American-style mascots. Which is what I've had the most exposure to. You've got to have energy, so you know, to do your lemon hot shoe shuffle or whatever it is down the sideline or anything like that. You've got to have energy.
Do you have to dance as a mascot? I struggle with this because I don't know. Is it a mascot prerequisite to be able to dance?
Well, I wouldn't have thought so before. I mean, I'm from Bay of Plenty, so Hori Bop is my mascot.
He can't dance. He don't dance.
He doesn't dance at all. So I didn't think so. So, but after watching a lot of the American mascots who are all about the dance, I'm going, why not dance? It's you can't help but watch someone who does a well executed dance,
in a mascot suit,
or dressed as a item of food. If anyone's doing a dance in one of those suits, you can't help but dance yourself. And once you're up on your feet dancing, you're energized, you're more likely to enjoy yourself and root, you know, and have a great time there on the terraces or on the seats or wherever the hell you sit when you watch rugby.
You've thought about this.
I have.
You've thought long and hard. So here you are, a rugby denier, but I know you've thought about this.
I'm not a denier. I'm just not, you know, I'm not in that circle, but I can feel myself being
drawn in. Just drawn in slightly.
Literally dragged in, actually, I should say.
So if energy is what a mascot is all about, and shall we say, caveat, dance preferable, what kind of mascot would you respond to if it was a dancing something? What is the something
for a grown person?
What do you want to see
for a grown person dressed in a suit of some kind? I'm always happy to see grown people dressed as items of foods, as I mentioned before. There's nothing more exciting amusing, frivolous, energizing than seeing a grown man dressed as a banana or a hot dog. I don't know how that applies to rugby. There's not many teams out there that are sort of named after an item of food, or are there?
No, well, that's an interesting point you bring up, because technically the Bulls mascot is a bull.
Right.
Which is kind of a food, unless you're a vegetarian.
Yeah, well, it's sort of a pre-food, isn't it?
But although, does animal, if it's an animal, is that sort of taken out of the mix? Because there's a shark as well. Technically, you could eat a shark.
You can. It's not very PC. It's not very ethical.
The fin's really tasty.
Oh, I wouldn't know. I can only assume. I assume they're like skate.
Well, I'm glad you bring this up, because what we've got so far is energy. We've got dance preferable and an item of food, which brings us to the most controversial mascot issue of the entire Super Rugby season.
Okay.
Will the Blues let the Hiribana Spudman stand on the sideline during Blues home games?
Well, you're going to have to explain the Spudman to
me. Have you not seen the Hiribana Spudman?
I have not seen the Hiribana Spudman.
It is a dude in a potato. It is a giant potato.
So he's dressed as a potato?
He's literally, it's a potato.
He isn't a potato.
Well, it's not a potato, but it's a potato suit. It's a giant, oversized, agria potato with eyes and and arms with red gloves.
That's perfect. Is he an official mascot, or is he just some dude on the sideline?
No, he's a sponsor mascot, but we are campaigning to have him on the sideline at all Eden Park fixtures. And I think from what you have just told me, that campaign cannot help but succeed.
I just want to say, Scotty, I want to help you in the campaign. If there's any help I can be, I will jump at the chance, because we need more mascots that are basically items of food.
Well, you do. And you know the best thing about this guy, Spudman, he hands out 5 kg bags of agria potatoes.
Whoa, he's doing the Lord's work.
Yeah,
that's
he's
amazing.
Got potatoes for everyone.
Yeah.
You can bake them, mash them, fry them, grill them, stuff them.
You can do a nice gratin.
You can do a nice gratin or a dauphinois.
Oh, ooh la la.
Okay. Let's move on.
I love the Spudman. That's great.
Spudman needs to come back to Super Rugby. I am going to scientifically now get you to select the winners of all the games.
Okay.
In the first round, there are 9 in total. We start at Eden Park with the Blues taking on the Highlanders. Who wins?
Highlanders.
Highlanders get up defending champions. Was that part of your rationale?
No, they just seem tougher.
I like that.
I don't know.
The Brumbies are at home in Canberra playing the Hurricanes.
Okay, Brumbies at home playing Brumbies, because it's a home game.
There
right?
you go. Sure.
That's fine, eh?
Although, funnily enough, in that particular matchup, away teams have had an awful lot of success.
Really? So the common sense sort of common thing of home games advantage doesn't really stack up in the cold light of day.
2 capital cities. Who gets it, Canberra or Wellington? You'd have to go Wellington, wouldn't you?
Yeah, you would. Yeah. Yeah. No, I'll go with that.
I'm going to clear my throat for this one. This is important.
Good.
The Cheetahs in Bloemfontein up against the Jaguares of Argentina in their debut Super Rugby game.
Right. I'm going to go for the Cheetahs, because I don't think I've seen the Argentinians win a game ever.
Interesting. A lot of people think they're good to go. A lot of people think
they're... Really? Well, they probably are.
But I'm kind of with you. Cheetahs have been there, done that. Terribly, but they've been there, done that.
Yeah.
Sunwolves, new team, in Tokyo against the Lions of Johannesburg.
Oh, shivers. Lions.
Agreed. Wholeheartedly agreed. In fact, the delay there was unnecessary.
Okay.
Lions win that game.
Thank you.
Crusaders in Christchurch against the Chiefs.
I have to say the Chiefs.
You got the Chiefs?
Yeah. Crusaders got dusted. The Waikato, so.
Yeah, well, yeah. Crusaders got dusted up 70-7 in preseason by the Hurricanes. I say I go Chiefs too.
Okay, good.
The Waratahs take on the Reds. It's New South Wales, Queensland. It's in Sydney. And the Waratahs won this competition just 2 years ago.
Right, just 2 years ago. So they still can come back.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. So what you're saying is Waratahs, and I think I'll go along with that.
I think you're right. The Reds look terrible.
They do.
Force taking on the Rebels.
The who?
The Rebels. You'll like the Force.
Yeah.
Their mascot's an angry swan.
That's great.
Yeah.
It'd be better if it was an angry goose.
Correct. I totally agree with you, but whole Swan, you know, River thing.
No,
yeah,
it's
kind
nice.
Of, it's not the Goose River, so they had to go. So the Force of Perth taking on the Rebels of Melbourne in Perth.
Let's go with the Force.
I think you're right.
Yeah.
I think you're right. Kings of Port Elizabeth, a brand new team, playing the Sharks of Durban.
The Sharks, surely.
Agreed. Storm is taking on the Bulls in Cape Town. Western Province team against the Northern Transvaal team. It's a big game, actually.
They're hardy in the Transvaal.
They are very hardy in the Transvaal.
Yeah. Let's go with the Transvaal then.
You're going to go. Balls
yep.
away.
Yep.
Great picks from you. I think you know more about this code than you're
I'm picking
on.
Up something, I think. I don't know what it is.
If there's one thing, Jose, to leave us today on the Rugby Pass podcast, one thing you wanted to see this year, what would it be?
More dogs wearing suits.
We'll see what we can do.
Okay, thank you.
Thanks, Jose.
Thank you. It's been wonderful.
That's it for the Rugby Pass podcast today, beginner's edition with Jose Barbosa. Don't forget to join us every week when the pod is back, and don't forget to subscribe now to Rugby Pass, 39 international tests, 400 and more championship games played out over 7 epic tournaments. Subscribe today, rugbypass.com.